Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 197 for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning on chart-based buying and in sympathy with vegetable oil. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and soy oil were all stronger. Canola values were around a dollar stronger, with the most active March contract at $440.30 per ton. Large funds were adding to their positions, with prices testing nearby resistance. Farmer selling has been light as the Christmas holiday is almost here. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which helped make canola more attractive on the international market. However, the soybean crop in South America has shown improved development due to recent rains, which was bearish. As the day goes on, profit-taking could be a feature. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 6 cents stronger, with the March contract checking in at $10.51 a bushel. There are ideas that demand for soybeans will stay high, which is helping to support prices. Malaysian palm oil is helping to support soy oil. One analyst has the upside target for March soybeans pegged at $10.61 a bushel. Corn was a cent stronger, with the March contract sitting at $4.13 per bushel. There is very little farmer selling in the U.S. right now, and choppy trading is expected to be now and the rest of the calendar year. Chart signals are pointed to the upside, though. There is good support for corn around $4.10. U.S. wheat was 8 cents stronger, with the March contract at $6.33 per bushel. Speculation that Russia will slap tariffs on wheat exports to ensure they have enough wheat for their own people has been bullish for values. However, profit-taking has been emerging at certain times as traders are looking to cash in on those rumors. U.S. wheat prices are generally pegged at $30 more than other foreign traders on the international market, so any extra sales for the U.S. generated by Russia's withdrawal from the marketplace will be welcome. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago market for Tuesday morning, December 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.